A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, sports fans, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Curie here. Of course, you have to play that rejoin music, which reminds me of Fletch, because that's what it's from.
Where it's from, yes.
Well, I know, but he's wearing a Lakers jersey. He's a big Lakers fan. And, of course, L.A. is also home to the Clippers.
Yes, but
and,
Fletch also features Utah.
Yeah.
Prominently featured.
Provo.
prominently featured yeah. Fletch. So.
Yeah.
That's why it means a lot to us.
Yeah. No, it's a great movie.
I don't think he's a singing member of the old Tabernacle Choir. That's what it is. My goodness. Scott, is he? Did you get over the depression of the game last night?
No.
No,
this is going to linger longer.
It's not going to be a good situation. Well,
I mean, because, look, the Jazz are probably going to go into the offseason with, like, a bitter taste in their mouth. This team, everyone believed, should have gone a lot further than it has, assuming that it's going to lose these last two games, which probably will happen.
Right.
I'm just putting it out there.
I say because I agree with you. Right?
Yeah, I don't want to.
Well, I just don't know what version of like the next game looking like that the Jazz could pull this thing out. Hey, maybe those pieces could get put together for us for Sarah Todd, who covers the Utah Jazz for the Deseret News. Sarah, thanks for joining the program and jumping in the fray here. Talk Scott and the other Jazz fans off the ledge if you can.
I mean, I guess I could put you on a little bit of a longer ledge, and then it takes you longer to fall off.
Oh, no.
Not looking great right now.
Okay, so game five.
Please appreciate you being honest.
Yeah. Game five, as it unfolded, we were just watching. I mean, everybody was just like, okay, shooting the lights out, and you're not winning this thing by 20. And then it got real ugly in the second half when the shots weren't falling. And then there's the Donovan injury. I don't even know where to start here. What was the biggest problem with game five last night?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest problem was that the Jazz's defense just wasn't there. And, you know, Rudy Gobert can't defend all five positions for 48 minutes. That's just not how basketball works. And it's unfortunate because it's not like the Jazz could ramp up their defensive intensity. And I'm not saying they can't actually win this series. Like, that's still on the table and could happen. But Donovan is hurt. You know, it's not even at this point like, oh, he's a little bit banged up. Like, he's in pain and he's hurt and he can't move the same way that he usually does. And that affects how everything else goes on the court. So, you know, without Mike Conley, then the perimeter defense is already taking a hit and they can't make the same rotations because Donovan just doesn't have the same like lateral movement and burst. And he can't run around and cut around screens the way he used to be able to. And so there's just a deficit there that even if they were to make it out of the series, you know, what is Donovan going to be able to do against Devin Booker or Chris Paul? He just doesn't have it right now. And that's the disappointing part is when you're thinking about where this team could have gone. Healthy, I think that this is one of the most talented teams in the league. But unhealthy, you can't really ask much more of them.
Right.
So did Kawhi Leonard's injury have anything to do with it just felt like to me the Jazz – they just didn't have the intensity. They didn't have that. We've got the killer instinct to finish this off, to find a way to win in spite of all these challenges. I mean, Donovan Mitchell's out on the court. I mean, I get it, and I love it, and I know he's trying to do it, but these other players, where were they? And what impacted them? And did Kawhi Leonard's injury kind of give the Jazz a sense of, you know, well, oh, we got this one in the bag?
Yeah, mean, I don't know if it – I don't think that the Jazz were feeling that at all. I mean, they know the kind of weapons that this Clipper team has. But I think on the other side of it, though, that the Clippers came out and were like, all right, we don't have Kawhi anymore. That's kind of a big deal. So nothing to lose. We might as well go, you know, 0-60 in 1 second. And it felt like exactly what they did. You know, the Jazz were – like you said, they were hitting at an incredible rate early in the game. The Clippers were coming back down and pretty much matching them. Not exactly, but they were hitting a ton of open shots. Jazz were shooting a wild percentage and only had a 5-point lead at halftime. They couldn't get their rotations right. And I think if you're looking at game six, that's the biggest thing that the Jazz are going to try to fix, is to be able to rotate quicker and close out on shooters. So I think that's what really hurt them.
Sarah Todd from the Deseret News joining us on KSL's Unrivaled as we try to figure out what happened in Game 5 and then what Game 6 can look like. Obviously going back to L.A. tomorrow. Wait a minute. You have to turn right back around and go back to Los Angeles? Is this really going to be your schedule tomorrow? You're going back to L.A. again?
I'm already in L.A.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You took your trip already. Okay, so I was going to say, I was like, I'm all turned around on all these games. So last night, obviously, okay, then here we go. Okay, so now here we are. Game 6. In L.A. and with the full crowd there, albeit not the most energetic crowd in the NBA, the Clippers fans, but I think that there's this massive amount of, hey, we're in the stadium, all of us together, and that's going to make an impact on this game as well. Does Mike Conley make a go at it? I mean, does he really try to? And if you're the team, do you want him to make like some insane effort to try to win a game six that, you know, you don't know how far you can go when your superstar is also not 100%?
I mean, I think that it depends on, like, how much actually making it to the Western Conference Finals means to them. Because if they're fine with getting to the Western Conference Finals and then maybe being swept, then sure, I guess go out there. Because it's not like you're going to, you know, cause any more damage than just, like, pulling the hammy a little bit more maybe for Mike Conley. But they've got the off season ahead of them. You know, Don's going to heal up. Mike's going to heal up. If you really want your name on that Western Conference billing, maybe you go out there. Maybe you throw Mike out. But if you're just going to go into the Western Conference Finals and get swept and you know that you're too hobbled to make it any further than that, I don't know, maybe you call it a day and don't push it too hard.
So do you think then the Jazz are done? I mean, is there any chance they can win this series? And I guess what you're saying is if they win it, they'll still lose to Phoenix in the finals.
Yeah, I think there's still definitely a chance that the Jazz can win this series. I mean, if Donovan is going to push himself and continue to push himself, if Mike's going to come in and try to play the last two games, and even if they don't, the Jazz have a lot of weapons and have shown that they can win games without both of those guys, one or the other. I think that the Jazz can win this series. They won two games in a row when the series started. They can win two games in a row to finish it out. But I do think that the Jazz are done because they're just too hurt. They're just not healthy enough to make it farther.
As they embark on two harder, you know, more difficult series, arguably, to have to go into to be able to win a championship. So those feelings for Jazz fans are real, of that dissipating, you know, the chance of a championship is just barely alive in people's minds. But so I'm wondering how the players have dealt with all this too, and how Quinn has reacted to it as well.
Yeah, you could see it on the faces, and when Donovan spoke to us after the game, you could tell. I mean, he's facing the reality of what's happening now too, because mm-hmm. you know, he knows that he can't do much, and he's not going to get any better. It's not going to start hurting less, and so that reality is sinking in a little bit for them, and it's really disappointing because, you know, this isn't, you know, a team that was, like, destined for greatness and then they just fizzled. It's like this team's destined for greatness and then they're not healthy. And so it's a disappointing way for them to be ending things.
So if they're not healthy and if that's all it is, what does this team look like next year then?
It's a great question. I mean, I think a lot of it depends on how much of a discount Mike Conley's going to be willing to take and, you know, what else they're going to try to build around those guys. I mean, if he's willing to take a discount, you have to think about things like, you know, Derek Favors not being able to defend on the floor in the second round of the playoffs. You have to think about the fact that George Niang has been a minus through this series. I mean, those are things that you have to address because you can't. It, I mean, you can, but it's very, very difficult to win a championship with six or seven players.
Sarah Todd from the Deseret News. The thing is that I try to have my, you know, I try to think about things as a not a fan or just kind of just breaking this thing down and understanding it a little bit more. But I mean, it just is to have the season go the direction that it has so quickly of just absolute peril for Jazz fans has been so weird to watch. If you do not subscribe already, I would encourage you to go over to Sarah Todd's podcast that she does. It's called Unsalvageable. You can find it on Apple Podcasts. And basically, it's just a little bit of a deeper breakdown. And who's your co-host, by the way? Dad Sham Dad on Twitter. Where'd you find this cat?
His name is Greg Foster. No, not that Greg Foster. And we're friends. I met him through friends here in Utah when I came out here. And, you know, when I decided to start my own show, he's a great guy to start with. We, you know, enjoy talking basketball already. And so it was a perfect fit.
Sarah, we appreciate it. And if there's a game seven, my heavens, we have got to get you back as well. So we appreciate you joining us and, be safe down there in L.A. and have fun, I guess, whatever type of fun that is. So we appreciate you joining us.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
All right, taking the break here. We'll come back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. It is KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your air conditioning or furnace stops working in the middle of the night, on a weekend or over a holiday, there's no reason to wait to get it fixed. Because Atlas Butler's always open and we never charge any overtime or after-hours fees.
The Atlas Butler family is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call.